very exciting day at Donegal Championships, and you know, just up the road from the Donegal Half Marathon, with Mark McPaul, of course, winning that, and Monica McGranahan winning the women's, and someone like 295, 96 starters in that one. So a good day for them. And then up the road at Finn Valley, we had the Donegal Senior and Masters Championships. The big talking points from that were obviously Gavin McLaughlin. He threw 46.96. The Finn Valley athlete, a new Donegal record, increased his own Donegal record in discus to nail the actual title. Some other standout performance, well, one other particularly standout performance came from Adrian Gallant. She threw 63.20 in the hammer. Now, that for an under-18 athlete is probably the best by a European under-18 this year. You know, I mean, at a recent competition in France, in which Adrian was competing, Cypriot geared 362-odd. So it certainly is a very, very, very strong performance from Adrian Gallen as she comes to the end of her season. A couple of competitions left, but 63.20 will stick in her mind from these championships today, and she did take the title, of course. The other performances were really in the field events. 14.29 to Conal Mahon in the triple. He's a national champion. Of course, he expected them to win. Ellie McCurry from Lifford Strabane, she did a 35.66 in the javelin, looking good. I watched her. And there was Dylan Cairns from Killybegs. He was right up on his PB at 55.83 to win the javelin. On the track, the only things that really stood out for me were Nolan Scanlon in the women's 3K at 9.49. She looked good. She was free. She was out on her own, so a good performance from her. And I was impressed in the master section by Brian O'Donnell in the 1,500 metres walk with a 6.41. He went from the start. He bombed it out. He tore into it, and he looks in great shape for the Masters Championships, National Masters Championships, which will be held next week in Dublin. Now, the other big news of the weekend, of course, is Jason Smith. Jason Smith won the Paralympic 100 metres. He won it by a hundredth of a second from an Algerian, in fact, who has ran faster this year. But when it came down to the crunch today in Tokyo, he won the title. He's never, ever, ever been beaten as a Paralympic athlete, and that's something to underline, and a big performance from him. Big performance from him today, under pressure, I should say. And you know, that winning streak started in Beijing, went on to London, went on to Rio, and now continued today. And you know, has the recent link up with Stephen Maguire once again has been very valuable, because he has had a tough year. Jason Smith, Achilles injury throughout the season, he managed it very, very well, and he did the business. You've referred to Anne-Marie McGlynn's 73.12, good performance from her in that half marathon, in which the world record went at 63.43 up in the Antrim Coast. And yesterday, just to reflect back on a performance by a master athlete, Catherine McDevitt in Belfast, 27.01, a PB over 200 metres for her. She will be encouraged by that, because it means she goes with great confidence to the National Masters Championships next weekend, a Letterkenny athlete, Catherine McDevitt. So that pretty much is the story of the weekend. So many things happening, but new Donegal record in the discus, and that big throw in the hammer, and big improvement for Adrian Gallant.
Yeah, another successful weekend indeed, Patsy. Thanks for joining us today on Sunday Sport.